Okay, the college football conversation continues at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. And right now, we're going to zero in on the Alabama, the Crimson Tide, and their head coach, Nick Saban. Monty Burke with Forbes magazine has spent the better part of the last year and a half working on his new book, an engaging biography that details what has motivated and influenced one of the most successful coaches who has won four national titles. The title of the book is Saban, The Making of a Coach, and such a pleasure to have with us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, Monty Burke. Good evening, Monty.
How are you?
It's such a pleasure to have you with us on our show and on our network. And I'd love for you to open up with what was your motivation to write this book and what did you discover?
You know, I've been fascinated. I think Nick Saban is one of the most fascinating people in sports, partially because he was kind of unknowable. What we see of him, he seems kind of like a one-dimensional person who's just football, 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 and, sometimes on the sidelines getting red-faced, yelling at his players. And I knew that there was more there. I had the opportunity to go down a couple years ago and do a Forbes cover story on him when he in his second year at Alabama, and that spurred on my interest even more. And so, what I found, I think, was that he is a multidimensional person. He's complicated. He's complex, and the reaction to him, the feelings about him from others are equally varied and complicated and complex. And I interviewed a little over 250 people for the book, so I think got a pretty fairly comprehensive kind of take on Coach Saban.
Yes, Monty, over 250 interviews that reveal his defining moments, the individuals that made him the man, the coach he is today. You just used the word fascinating. What's the most fascinating thing you learned about Nick Saban?
Oh, geez. We'll start from the beginning. Where he grew up was, to me, just absolutely fascinating. He grew up in this little tiny coal mining town in the hills of West Virginia. And it's a town that is both physically and psychically kind of scarred by its coal mining past. In fact, in Nick Saban's high school is on a bluff, looks right over a river at the site of the Monongah mining disaster, which is one of the biggest industrial accidents in United States history. And Saban's father, who I knew going in was demanding, but I didn't know quite how demanding he was. Saban's father decided not to be a coal miner, so he ran a service station there, which was hard work. And he put his son to work and daughter to work and his wife to work. I mean, everyone, they worked as hard as they could to kind of stay above the poverty line. And his father is probably the biggest influence on Nick. He was ultra demanding. He demanded kind of an impossible perfection, really. And what was fascinating to me is that was sort of the seed, or one of the pillars, I guess you could say, of what's now known as Saban's process. One of Saban's childhood friends told me that he thought when Saban was younger that he was either going to go crazy or he was going to become a great success. And the reason that the latter happened is because little Nick Saban decided that he wouldn't worry about the goal. He wouldn't worry about that impossible perfection, but he would learn to love and kind of embrace the steps taken in its pursuit, which is another way kind of defining Saban's process.
Forbes magazine, Monty Burke is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. He's the author of the new book, Saban, talking about Nick Saban, The Making of a Coach. It's going to be a bestseller, there's no doubt about it. And it is interesting. I found that very compelling when I was going through the book, the dynamic, the relationship, the influence of his father. How did Nick Saban, share with the listeners, how did he adjust with such an over-demanding father and meet these unrealistic expectations?
There's a great little anecdote about his father asking him to go clean out a drain, a storm drain. And he went down there with a couple buddies and it was, he went down there, he was down there for half an hour or whatever, and it was almost clean. And one of his buddies was like, let's go play. He said, no, I got to sit here until this thing is absolutely clean because I don't want to hear about it later. And his father was his first football coach. He coached his Pop Warner team.
Mm-hmm.
The son, Nick Saban, the son played quarterback and safety, and Nick Saban would throw a touchdown pass. They had a great team. They won, I think they won 39 games straight. Throw a touchdown pass, run to the sidelines, and instead of congratulations, his father would say, that spiral wasn't very tight and your footwork was all messed up. I had another one of Nick Saban's childhood friends tell me that there wasn't one practice that Nick Saban's father didn't make his son cry. So I think this had a huge influence on him, a huge influence of one of the reasons that he has been so motivated, one of the reasons that he doesn't find happiness. You know, he wasn't happy after his first national championship game. Within 5 minutes of winning the championship game, he was barking at his assistants and asking which players, you know, which players were going to go pro. And he called one of his friends and he says, "Why aren't I happy?" And he's, you know, he's one of those people who, you know, the destination doesn't matter that much. It's the journey.
You know, is he proud? But I mean, he's never satisfied. But is he proud of his achievements, his accomplishments, and all the accolades?
I mean, that's a great question. I think he must be sort of proud, but I do think that he divines his happiness. He derives his happiness, I should say, from you know, just doing. I mean, he finds another sort of surprising thing I found was a lot of his players said, you know, the misconception about Saban is that he's not happy. And they're like, that couldn't be more wrong. He is really happy when he's coaching football, when he's watching his 15th hour of recruiting tape. You know, so I think that what keeps him going so much is just that, you know, day-to-day, hour-to-hour, minute-to-minute focus on building a football program, on putting together a team and managing the assistant coaches and managing the players.
We are examining the many sides of Nick Saban, talking about the new book, shining the spotlight on it. And Saban, The Making of a Coach, author Monty Burke is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We don't want to get too far into the interview. Always is a courtesy for our author interviews. Tell all the listeners, reach out to them and share where they can go and get a copy of this.
It just came out this week, and it should be everywhere in your local bookstores. And, of course, it's also on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
You know, one of the things I'm fascinated about is when you follow Nick Saban, I mean, he has such charisma, such a great personality. Where does that come from?
It probably comes from his mom. His mom was sort of, you know, the life of the party growing up. She loved to play bridge, and she'd have wine parties. And, you know, to me, it's interesting. There's kind of like two sides to the Nick Saban coin, because in public, sometimes he's not very warm. You know, his legs start to bounce, and he just doesn't feel very comfortable. And that's he's naturally very shy and kind of introverted. But in smaller settings, you know, when I first met him, I was a little worried about that. You know, I was like, oh my gosh, he barks at reporters all the time, and what's this going to be like? And you know, when I met him one on one, I found him to be one of the most charismatic people I've ever interviewed. And I've been at Forbes for 15 years talking to CEOs and celebrities and whatnot, but he is easily one of the most charismatic people. Now, in retrospect, of course, now that I've thought about this, I shouldn't have been surprised, because it's that kind of charisma in smaller settings that makes him so great at luring recruits.
You know, it's one thing to identify talent and ability and to woo these recruits, but, you know, then to have that type of charisma and to be able to appeal to their hearts and their minds, especially the parents, for them to make that decision and that commitment to attend the University of Alabama.
Absolutely. I mean, so he's mastered both sides of the recruiting. One, of course, is identifying the talent. And as one of his former assistants told me, he's got kind of the same knack that these great thoroughbred horse racing guys do. They're able to see a very young horse and say, that's going to be a winner. You can do the same thing with this talent. But of course, the other side of the recruiting is being able to lure these people in. It's arguably more important. And he's so good at that. I mean, he shows up at these places wearing a beautiful bespoke suit. He has done his research. One assistant coach told me that he walked into a recruit's room one time and offered him a piece of gum, and it happened to be the brand that was at this kid's favorite brand of chewing gum. So it gets down to that kind of detail. And then, of course, he compliments. You might remember the scene in The Blind Side when he compliments Sean Tuohy's Leanne Tuohy's draperies and stuff like that. So he just kind of hits it on each level there. But he's also as charismatic as he is, he's also very businesslike when he gets in there. You know, a lot of coaches come into the living room. They're kind of used car salesmen. Like, your son's going to start the middle linebacker first year, and we're going to make him an All American. He's going to go. You know, Saban doesn't say that. He says, this is our plan. He lays it out. This is our plan, and this is where you fit into the plan. I would like for you to come to the University of Alabama and fit into this plan. If you don't, we'll see you down the road on the other side of the field.
Author Monty Burke is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We will continue talking about his new book they've just released, The Making of a Coach, highlighting Nick Saban. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR.